I'm glad we didn't listen. Look at what we would be missing. They said, I bet they'll never make it. But just look at us holding on. We're still together, still going strong.
Local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Israeli Security Cabinet has accepted the ceasefire deal with Hamas. It now just needs full ratification from the government. It would go into effect Sunday. ABC's Ian Panel has the latest from Tel Aviv.
A war ravaged Gaza. A ceasefire can't come soon enough.
Israeli airstrikes raining down on the strip since the agreement was announced, killing more than 100, according to the Hamas-run health authority.
The deal would see the release of 33 hostages, the first three taking place on Sunday. The Supreme Court could rule today on whether the law that bans TikTok in the U.S. can go into effect Sunday, but the Biden administration says they do not plan to enforce a ban, and President-elect Trump's incoming national security advisor says there are plans in place to keep TikTok from going dark. The president commuted the sentences of almost 2,500 nonviolent drug offenders and better weather conditions, giving Southern California residents and firefighters a reprieve. This is ABC News. A truck driver in Texas pleading guilty in the deadliest smuggling incident in U.S. history.
The scene inside a tractor trailer found parked alongside a San Antonio road in June of 2022 was horrific, according to U.S. Attorney Jaime Esparza.
As temperatures rose, the people trapped inside screamed and banged on the walls for help.
53 of the 67 men, women, and children in the trailer would die. Now the driver of the truck, Homero Somarano Jr., has entered a guilty plea. He'll learn his sentence in April. The 48-year-old could get life in prison. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
The FDA is allowing Zyn nicotine patches to stay on the market, saying the potential benefit of weaning people off traditional tobacco products outweighs risks it may pose and the popularity it's gaining with younger users. It's the first time the FDA has explicitly approved Zyn, although it allowed the sale while the product was still under review. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin Needs to Know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Our morning show host, Joel Karnick, spoke with Scott Stanger about the upcoming butternut fishery on Saturday.
Everyone participating for our prizes must have a fishing ticket. It's $10. Can get it at Bobber's, St. Croix, Butternut Feed Mill. If you want to get it that morning, that would be good, but you have to have the ticket purchased by 9 a.m. We have a new prize category this year. All women participants will be entered by their ticket number into a drawing for a $50 gift certificate from Decor to Adore. All catches need to be registered at Bobber's and following our Facebook page. We update that every time a catch comes in. So you can see what the leaderboard is. and whether or not you want to make the trip to have it registered. All kids that participate will get prizes. We have trophies for all fish categories for the kids. So we want to make this a family-friendly event, and we want to make sure the kids can show the rest of us how to catch fish. We've got prizes and trophies for them. We have tried to make this event to address everyone's concerns. If you don't want to ice fish, we want to give you other things to do. So all day at Bobber's, we're going to have activities to keep people busy. Raffles, paddle raffles, drawings, food, beverage. There's something to do really about from noon on, and we hope people come out. People always like to see the fish that come in. We will have a leaderboard. Then we have our big raffle at about 6 o'clock after the fireworks.
All right, Bobber's on the Lake. It all starts Saturday morning. Got to get your ticket by 9 o'clock. You can get it ahead of time if you want. Great stuff. And even if you don't like to ice fish and it's too cold for you, go on out to Bobber's. Have a bite to eat. Support them. Grab a raffle ticket and support the Butternut Schnur Lake Association that way.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua has you covered. Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95 every day. Check out the great selection of new 2025 models on the lot, plus incredible deals on remaining 2024s. Select 24 Chevrolets are priced below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are below dealer invoice. Visit Marthaler Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. Marthaler Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated.
The Bucks bounce back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks have won four of their last five games. They host the Raptors tonight. Now, they beat the Magic on Wednesday. On Tuesday, they ended the Kings' seven-game winning streak. But on Sunday, they got blown out by the Knicks. Head coach Doc Rivers.
Tonight, I thought we were high energy. The other night, we had no energy. The good part of that is it makes you know you can play against anybody. The bad part of that is if you don't have it, you can lose against anybody, and we've shown that too much.
Baseball players and coaches remembering Bob Uecker, who died after a battle with lung cancer. I asked Ryan Braun if he relied on Uecker as a confidant and friend.
Yeah, I think it always felt like a safe space when you were having a conversation with him. He was almost like a team psychiatrist or psychologist where you knew that you could talk to him about anything, you could fully trust him, you valued his feedback and his opinion, and you knew that anything that you shared, you could trust that he was going to do right by you.
That's former Brewer Ryan Braun with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Action last night, not a whole lot going on. There's more tonight, but we had Phillips and Prentice playing boys and girls down in Prentice last night. Phillips wins the early game, the boys game, 42-41. And then Phillips won the girls game that followed that last night by a score of 51-37. So Phillips gets a sweep over Prentice, couple of good games. So meanwhile, the Barron boys, they topped Ashland 65-62, and Three Lakes gets a win over Mellon last night, 54-45. The Rib Lake girls topped Shawamigan here at the Park Falls campus in girls action. Rib Lake wins that one 70-34. Butternut boys and girls, good luck to them. They travel up to Grandview to take on Drummond tonight, a boys and girls doubleheader. Meanwhile, the Shawamigan boys team will be at Rib Lake tonight, and we'll have that for you at 7:15. That game on TrailMix 103.1 Civic Media app. And on trailmix.fm, if you want to listen online on your computer on the TrailMix website. So that's coming up tonight. Shawamigan at Rib Lake Boys. Wrestling tomorrow. Shawamigan and Phillips both going to be wrestling at Ladysmith. Good luck to the Shawamigan girls. They're going to be at Shell Lake tomorrow to take on Elmwood Plum City. A little basketball event going on there tomorrow. And the Lakeland boys hockey team will be in action tonight. They travel to the Hayward Sports Center to take on Hayward. And that's a check of your 98Q Sports.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. The last time I was out fishing with Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Dave Gens, we got into a school of walleyes we didn't expect to get into. I was changing all my gear over from crappie gear to walleye gear. Gens was doing something completely different. Tell you what he was doing, but first.
Ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the Onyx Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. Onyx Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download Onyx Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin, or head to onyxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
So Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Dave Gens and I were out on the ice, and we were actually targeting crappies. But we got into a school of walleyes that we didn't expect to be there. I was switching all of my stuff over to what I thought would be better walleye gear. I was putting on big half-ounce jigging spoons, digging out some bigger minnows, and I was going to try and catch a few of those walleyes doing that. Gens did something that was, well, it was outside of my realm of thinking. He used the same lure he had set up for crappies, which was a jig head, and he put a bunch of additional maggots on that jig head instead of just a couple of maggots that he had rigged up for when we were going to be targeting crappies. He loaded that thing up, put about eight of them on the hook. They were sticking out in every different direction. And he sent that thing down and boom, he started whacking walleyes. He was catching a lot more walleyes than I was on a jig head and maggots. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. It is going to be cloudy with flurries today. We'll get to the low to mid 30s for a high this afternoon with wind out of the west gusting to 30 or 35. So it is going to be windy today. Cold tonight, down to zero tomorrow. Mostly cloudy, breezy, five above. We're going to drop to 16 below by Sunday morning. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30. 98 Q Country.
In the morning, not a soul in sight. The city's looking like a ghost town on a moonless summer night. The raindrops on the windshield, there's a storm moving in. He's heading back from somewhere that he never should have been. And the thunder rolls. And the thunder rolls. Every light is burning in a house across town. She's pacing by the telephone in her faded flannel gown, asking for a miracle, hoping she's not right, praying it's the weather that's kept him out all night. And the thunder rolls. Thunder rolls. The thunder rolls and the lightning strikes. Another love grows cold on a sleepless night. As the storm blows all out of control, deep in her heart, the thunder rolls. Waiting by the window when he pulls into the drive. She rushes out to hold him, thankful he's alive. But all the wind and rain, a strange new perfume blows, and the lightning flashes in her eyes, and he knows that she knows. And the thunder rolls. And the thunder rolls. The thunder rolls and the lightning strikes. Another love grows cold on a sleepless night. As the storm blows on out of control, deep in her heart, the thunder.
98 Q Country, little Garth there. And the thunder rolls. We're going to get to all our birthdays and anniversaries in just a little bit. 762-3221 if you got somebody. We are joined live by our 98Q sports reporter, Mike Clemens, this morning. Mike, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, we mourn the loss today, of course, of a legend, Mr. Bob Uecker. And I really wanted to take time this morning to not only recognize that, but also talk about some of the things that you... your relationship and some of the things you remember about being around the Brewers and all the Wisconsin sports, and I'm sure being around Mr. Uecker a little bit too.
You know, and I would think about it every time I saw him. And I mean, that guy was a star. And so in a way, you know, it's not like you went up and said, hey, Bob, how are you today? You didn't have that kind of relationship with him, and it was old school star. Also, he's a player, and players don't come up to you and say, hi, Mike, how are you today? They don't do that. Players learn early on is that you make people come to you. Mm-hmm. Even if you're like, you know, the quarterback or the star pitcher of a team or you're Ryan Braun and there's some, you know, young kid come in there, maybe you might go up and say hello to them. But for the most part, you wait for them to come to you. That's just the way things
Yeah,
work.
So kind of that, I mean, I sense that too because I was been in the Brewer locker room a few times, not many, but... And from talking with people, it's kind of like what you said. He had kind of that personal relationship with the players because he was a player. But as far as, like, fellow media and stuff like that, it was a little more professional, I guess you could say. Is
yeah,
that right?
Yeah, and he wasn't arrogant. He was not arrogant. It's just that when Bob wanted to, you know, mingle with the rest of the group, then he picked and chose his moments and whatever. And then he might come over and say hi. But, you know, Bob Uecker, you know, his routine all those years, get up. Get in the boat, get on Lake Michigan, go and fish, and come home, you know, change, shower, maybe do some prep, get to the ballpark, take the vet and drive from the house of Menominee Falls down to the ballpark, pull into the loading dock about 3 o'clock, go in there, and then hang out in the clubhouse with the guys and BS and tell stories. He'd go in the equipment room or the office, the locker clubhouse manager, and he was friends with that guy. So you would be in there trying to get, you know, tape, you know, features before the game, and then after the game, the players, they'll talk for 5 minutes about the game they just played. Then they want to get home. So they let you in before games to do some interviews, and Bob would just be in there telling stories. One day, when Prince Fielder was there, that was Prince's clubhouse for about 7-8 years, okay?
Oh, really?
He was
really?
The man. He was the guy. So Bob is in that little office talking to the equipment guy, and then there's like 7 or 8 other dudes hanging around, and Bob's telling stories, and they are laughing and cackling. Meanwhile, Prince Fielder, it's an hour before first pitch, and he's in there with 2 or 3 other players, and they're watching tape, and they're trying to study the pitcher and getting ready. And so finally, Prince gets upset, disgusted, so he walks across the clubhouse, dips his head into the office. Hey, would you all quiet down in there? And, you know, Bob looks up like, oh my God, you know. And so Prince goes back to his meeting with 2 or 3 players, and one at a time, these guys just kind of slither out. Oh God, you know, we don't want to interrupt the players. And Bob's like, yeah, okay, party's over. And, you know, they walked out. But that's the way the relationship was in there. And then he'd go up there and do the game. Fast forward to the last couple of years, and you know, you knew that he'd stopped doing games on the road. And then in the last year or two, they would have a homestand, and he might only do the first game of the homestand. He was having to pick and choose. So yesterday the press release comes out that Bob had passed early in the morning yesterday, and the family was forthcoming to say he'd been dealing with small cell lung cancer for the last 2 years. And then they put us on a teleconference, a Zoom call last night, and we're talking to the owner, Mark Antanasio, and Mark said, yeah, you know, I tell you, it's okay to slow down. He said, but, you know, you could be pretty stubborn sometimes. You'd call Bud Selig and see if you could convince him to talk him. And he said, there were days last year where Bob Uecker would go in for treatments, for radiation, then get in the car, come to the ballpark, and do a 9-inning game.
Yeah.
And I would sit in the press. See, when he started really cutting back in the schedule, when I saw him having to use like a cart to come in from the car to the elevator, sort of like a person that needs a cart at the airport to get to the gate, I thought, you know, this might be it. And I was only thinking it was because he was a 90-year-old man And you could listen to the broadcast. There's a channel you can listen when you're at the ballpark, 88.5 FM. And it's just programmed, no commercials or anything like that. And during the breaks, you know, you could hear that he was kind of laboring in his breathing. You couldn't hear it on the air, but in this open channel, you could. And I would sit in the press box and listen to it and say, oh, well, you know, he's an old guy. I didn't realize the man was battling lung cancer.
Yeah, but the quality of his broadcast stayed pretty good. Al Michaels.
He was as good as ever.
Yeah.
He was as good as ever calling play-by-play.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, with your eyesight and stuff, when you get to be older, you miss a fly ball or whatever. But Al Michaels is still pretty good. He's in his 80s. You're right. His ability to still sound really good on the air this past season, I thought to myself, he's going to live to be 100 is what I was thinking.
that's exactly what I thought too, Joel. That's what I thought too. And I, you know, what's so interesting is that not only to become a great play-by-play guy, I mean, he had that career. I was joking with somebody yesterday. I said, you know, the guy talked about his six-year baseball career for 60 years and made money on it. But you know, he'd been a scout, not a very good scout, and Buddy Selig thought, this guy is such a personality, let's put him in the booth. And so that's just how he did it. It was next to Merle Harmon and Tom Collins, a guy that I'd worked with in radio in Milwaukee at the end of his career, and, you know, 53, 54 years calling games. But then he'd also done banquets and colleges and as a speaking engagement and kind of working up that act. And Al Hurt, who had the hit Cotton Candy, the trumpet player from the 60s.
Yeah.
Al was at this one banquet and went to Bob after. He says, you're funny, man. He says, listen, I'm going to get you on the Tonight Show. I'm going to call Carson's people. And Bob's like, yeah, sure, right. 2 weeks later, the Tonight Show calls, and he did his first hit on Johnny Carson, and that's how that thing started. So, you know, he does that over 100 times. Then he gets Mr. Belvedere. Then he gets Major League, where they filmed that in the summer of 89 at County Stadium, where he played Harry Dole, the crazy play-by-play guy. Mm-hmm. And that's just what made his career so incredible, along with the Miller Lite commercials.
Great taste, less filling, must be in the front row, all that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, he had the unique opportunity, kind of like Jim Cott, kind of like Burt Blyleven of the Twins, where he got to continue that camaraderie of players in the dugout. He got to continue that through his broadcast career, which is a very rare thing. Most players have that separation. They're gone. You know, they don't get to come back to the stadium except for a reunion. He got to kind of be still a player while he was a broadcaster because he kind of had free reign of the locker room, didn't he?
Exactly, Joel. And that's where last night the Brewers got us on a Zoom call with Ryan Braun, with Christian Yelich, with the pitcher Brandon Woodruff. And so all the other, you know, the beat guys were asking their questions, and I jumped in there and I said, let me tell you guys, Bob Uecker understood that a clubhouse is full of characters, just like the film Major League, you know, and that he pulled his stories from all those years. Like, you know, but he would tell stories where, you know, sometimes he'd say, you know, one time we were out to dinner at the steak place playing the White Sox, and, you know, future Hall of Fame pitcher was with us, and he wouldn't give it the guy's name. He said, but, you know, we're going around ordering our steaks and stuff, and the gets to him, and he says to the server, you know, I'll have the Philip Morgan. And the server goes, I'm sorry, what? And they looked at, he points in the menu, says, oh, that would be the filet mignon, sir. <You know? laughs> And he would tell those stories like that. So I said to these guys, you know, there must have been a trust there that you could speak privately with Bob and it wasn't going to end up on the air, right? And Yelich said, it was like the team psychologist. He said he was like a safe haven. You could talk to him. And Woodruff and Christian Yelich said, yeah, Bob was just another player. He talked the way players did. He talked to us like players. And, you know, like Yelich said, that was what was so wonderful about it, is that, you know, you would come in and they would introduce you to Bob Uecker, or he would introduce you, and you knew who he was from the movies and stuff like that. But he said, well, that was so great. It didn't take long before Bob would just be Bob. And so when you saw him walk around the clubhouse, he was just another player.
Yeah.
And he was in that clique, and there was a trust there. you know, hey, you can unload, and this will never get on the air. This is private between you.
It'll be interesting to see the Brewer Radio broadcast. We'll probably bring in a former player to come in and probably try to fill that void that you provided for many, many years, because the radio side kind of needs that. It's kind of nice to have that link to the clubhouse with a player.
That would be a smart move. That would be a really smart move on their part. But, yeah. I mean, just as a humorist, just as a funny guy, that guy was just, I mean, he didn't have any writers. That's how funny he was. That's why guys like Norm Macdonald said, this is one of the funniest guys around. He's just unbelievably funny.
Yeah, just one of those guys. I remember when I saw him in the media room years ago at a Brewer game, he was just one of those funny guys, the quick lines. It wasn't scripted, just the quick lines. He would just snap them off at you.
You know who's the woman, bless her heart, Florence, who's, you know, the cook behind the counter there in the media press box?
Yeah.
He'd come out and talk to her and said, when are you going to marry me, man? I'm serious, you know? I gave you the ring, you know, and she's, oh, Mr. Euchre, you know, Mr. Bob, you know, you're so funny, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, he would propose to her in front of everybody in the media room and then crack us up. Then he'd go back into his booth, close the door, and, you know, go back to his job.
Do his thing. He will be dearly missed. We'll talk Packers and other stuff next week. Mr. Clemens, thank you so much for joining us. Have a great weekend. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate it. Thank you, pal.
Take care. Mr. Mike Clemens, he's right there. He could tell more stories, and maybe someday we'll get a longer stint with him. His time is always limited with us, but he is our Civic Media 98Q sports reporter, and he's right there covering all the teams. He'll be focusing on the Bucks now a little bit, and the Badgers. Also, we'll touch on some of that stuff coming up next week. We visit with him live each Friday morning at about 8:15. Let's get you updated news, sports, and then we'll come back with our birthdays.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Israeli Security Cabinet has accepted the ceasefire deal with Hamas. It now just needs full ratification from the government. It would go into effect Sunday. ABC's Ian Panel has the latest from Tel Aviv.
A war ravaged Gaza. A ceasefire can't come soon enough.
Israeli airstrikes raining down on the strip since the agreement was announced, killing more than 100, according to the Hamas-run health authority.
The deal would see the release of 33 hostages, the first three taking place on Sunday. The Supreme Court could rule today on whether the law that bans TikTok in the U.S. can go into effect Sunday, but the Biden administration says they do not plan to enforce a ban, and President-elect Trump's incoming national security advisor says there are plans in place to keep TikTok from going dark. The president commuted the sentences of almost 2,500 nonviolent drug offenders and better weather conditions, giving Southern California residents and firefighters a reprieve. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Today, January 17th through the 26th, the Phillips Winterfest continues on with its Winterfest Windfall Shop Local event, where you can shop at local businesses to register to win one of 12 gift baskets. And don't forget, also through to the 26th, the Price County Tavern League Tour is continuing with $1,100 in cash prizes. These are just a few of the many events happening at the Phillips Winterfest, so stick around right here with us at 98Q Country to hear us tell you all about them in the future. Legendary comedian Jeff Foxworthy is coming to Eau Claire in March. Tickets are going on sale today, and Brittany Merlot tells us more.
Jeff Foxworthy is best known for his bit, You Might Be a Redneck. He is widely recognized as a pioneer in stand-up comedy, known for his sharp observations on family life and human nature. With a career spanning decades, he has become the largest-selling comedy recording artist in history, a multiple Grammy Award nominee, and the author of more than 26 New York Times bestsellers. His ability to connect with audiences through relatable humor has earned him comparisons to literary greats like Mark Twain. Foxworthy is also known for hosting and starring in popular television programs, such as You Are Smarter Than a Fifth Grader. His show is at the Sonatag in Eau Claire on March 22nd. Tickets start at $35.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Bucks bounce back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports.
NBA, the Bucks have won four of their last five games. They host the Raptors tonight. Now, they beat the Magic on Wednesday. On Tuesday, they ended the Kings' seven-game winning streak. But on Sunday, they got blown out by the Knicks. Head coach Doc Rivers.
Tonight, I thought we were high energy. The other night, we had no energy. The good part of that is it makes you know you can play against anybody. The bad part of that is if you don't have it, you can lose against anybody, and we've shown that too much.
Baseball players and coaches remembering Bob Uecker, who died after a battle with lung cancer. I asked Ryan Braun if he relied on Uecker as a confidant and friend.
Yeah, I think it always felt like a safe space when you were having a conversation with him. He was almost like a team psychiatrist or psychologist where you knew that you could talk to him about anything, you could fully trust him, you valued his feedback and his opinion, and you knew that anything that you shared, you could trust that he was going to do right by you.
That's former Brewer Ryan Braun with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local scene, boys basketball last night, Phillips edges Prentice 42-41 down in Prentice. It was Barron beating Ashland 65-62. Two and the Three Lakes boys team. They top Mellon 54-45. On the girls' side, Rib Lake, they win in Park Falls against the Shawamigan girls 70-34. And the Phillips girls, they won down in Prentice last night. Phillips wins it 51-37.
Hey, Big G here, and I've got to tell you about one of my favorite places to eat, Lena's Northern Pines and Resort. They've got fine dining, beautiful year-round cabins, even deliver pizza and anything on the menu. Call 715-208-2795, Fridays and Saturdays from 4 to 8 p.m. Save your flyers, collect 20, and your next pizza's on Lena. Don't miss nightly specials Tuesday through Sunday, Friday's all-you-can-eat seafood buffet, and a new porterhouse steak. All trails lead to Lena's Northern Pines, your dinner destination. A Lakeshore Drive in Butternut, our Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden.
All righty, birthdays. We got a cake to give away, too, so hold on for that. If you're celebrating on this Friday, the 17th of January, you share your day with the Scottish DJ, singer, songwriter, and producer Calvin Harris. He is 41 today. Dwayne Wade, of course, Marquette, Golden Eagle, part of that team, went on to play with LeBron, and he's considered one of the top, I don't know, they put together like top 100 players of all time, and he's on the list. He's right there. He was that good. And he got an NBA championship. 43 for Dwayne Wade today. Amanda Wilkinson from the Wilkinsons is 43 today. Zooey Deschanel. Oh, so much fun to say. Zooey Deschanel, the actress from TV's New Girl and The Yes Man and others, Almost Famous. 45 today for Zooey Deschanel. Maxim Shmerkovsky. Close enough. The Ukrainian-American is one of the professional dancers on Dancing with the Stars and is 45 today. Kid Rock, the Southern Rock Country singer, 54 today for Robert James Ritchie. Hey, Bob. Kid Rock to you. 54 for Kid Rock. Who else do we have here? Jim Carrey. Oh, Jim Carrey, one of my favorites. The Ace Ventura movies always make me smile. Most everything Jim Carrey does makes me laugh. 63 today. I understand if you don't like what he does because he's out there, but he's 63 and he makes me laugh. Michelle Obama is 61 today. The former First Lady of the United States, who will not be at the inauguration Monday. She's 61. Steve Harvey, the actor, Mr. Family Feud now, 68. He does a lot of Night at the Apollo. That was kind of his thing for a while. 68 for Steve Harvey. Very talented, funny young man, older man. Steve Earle, the singer, songwriter, is 70. Andy Kaufman, if you see the movie about his life, very good. And done by Jim Carrey, by the way. Andy Kaufman, a bizarre life. He lived such a bizarre life that when he died, everybody thought that it was a bit. Everybody thought that it was a bit when he died. Including me. 1949, he was born. The thing he had with the wrestler and that whole bit was just so over the top. So believable, but yet none of it real. 1949, he was born. 1984, we lost Andy Kaufman. Or did we? Maury Povich was born on this day in 1949. He is 76 now, the TV host. Muhammad Ali Cassius Marcellus Clay Jr., considered to be the greatest boxer to ever live. 1942 he was born. He passed back in 2016. James Earl Jones, the voice of This is CNN. And, of course, Field of Dreams and many others that he did. 94 for James Earl Jones. He's still going today. Still going. Betty White, born on this day. Man, a lot of big hitters born on this day. She was born in 1922. Betty White passed just shy, I believe, 100 years old at back in 2021. And Benjamin Franklin, the revolutionary writer, printer, and kite flyer. Not sure they needed to put that in there. 1706, Benjamin Franklin. He lived to be a pretty, 84 years old back then was a pretty long life. So he lived until 1790. On the local scene here, we have Nick Smart, who's celebrating today. From Mom, Dad, and the family, Nick, happy birthday to you. And we've got a birthday wish also for Jenny Kundinger, who is celebrating a birthday. And that's, I believe, is it Monday? 90th birthday? Yeah. So we'll put that in for next week's drawing, because technically it's a part of next week's. And Olivia Negri, my apologies to Olivia Negri, because I read the note wrong, and I thought her birthday was on the 18th, but it is her 18th birthday, of course. Miss Teen Wisconsin, and she's been on our morning show before. So, Olivia, happy 18th birthday to you. Belated from yesterday, because your morning guy doesn't know what the heck he's doing. Let's give away a cake. What do you say? Let's give away a cake from all the birthday celebrants from the week. Not a whole lot of them in there. And we're going to give away a free cake. Oh, I think you'll have plenty of folks who might want to dig into this, including Mick. Nick Smart, you got yourself a free cake courtesy of the Baker Department at Super One. Congratulations!
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts redefine real estate excellence. Collaborating closely with you, they craft tailored marketing campaigns that transcend expectations. Their strategic investments span local and out-of-state markets, leveraging both traditional and digital avenues. As the number one brokerage in the Northwoods, they can showcase your properties with professional photography, drone imagery, and groundbreaking 3D scans. Stay ahead with innovation. Choose Redmond Realty Group, where your unique needs drive their commitment to redefine the future of real estate. Elevate your property experience with Redmond Realty Group today.
Better begins with the way we live life together, the way we help each other, and the way we inspire and encourage one another. At Aspirus Health, better begins with our dedication to providing expert care that improves lives, establishing healthy families and healthy communities, yours and ours, for a lifetime. Life is a journey, and we're here for you. Better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
This new year, I want to spend more time with my family, get healthier, and make sure my finances are in order. That includes finally securing life insurance. My friend recommended SelectQuote. They've helped more than 2 million people find coverage in the last 40 years. In 15 minutes, a licensed insurance agent found me a $500,000 policy for only $16 a month. And my husband got a $500,000 policy for only $18 a month. Plus, we qualified for same-day life insurance. No medical exam required, and we were covered by the time we hung up. With SelectQuote, even if you have a health concern, be it high blood pressure, diabetes, even heart disease, their experienced agents can find you the right life insurance policy at the lowest price. Make life insurance the first resolution you check off your list this year.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-860-4545 to get your free quote today. That's 1-800-860-4545. Or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote today. That's 1-800-860-4545. Details on example rate at SelectQuote.com.
Find all of your household tools, supplies, paint, windows, shingles, and more at your do-it-best store, Phillips Lumber and Hardware.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. It's 840. We're going to archive that chat we had with Mr. Clemens there a little bit ago about Bob Uecker. Greg Gunderson is in here. Delve into the gray area here this morning. That was an interesting chat we have with Mr. Clemens, to hear someone talk about Bob Uecker from the media side, from the fellow media side, because DJ Rick and I have always had a standing joke that whenever we mention Bob Uecker, I would always say to Rick, I said, hey, your buddy Bob Uecker, because like two or three different times DJ Rick was at Brewer games, had a media pass, was in the media room, and Bob Uecker wasn't very sociable toward Rick, but I'll say this, he wasn't sociable with fellow media guys. He was like a player, like a clubhouse guy, is kind of where he did his social, a lot of his socializing. And Mike Clemens even said, very professional. How many years Mike Clemens has been covering Wisconsin sports, but yet when Uke was there, it was never, hey Bob, how you doing? It was always like a professional relationship they had. Uecker thrived on that clubhouse scene, not necessarily his relationship with fellow media members.
And what an interesting brand of professionalism. Professionalism is usually, at least when a lot of us use that word, I think we imply that your professionalism would be recognizable to your peers. You know, someone might, like Mike Clemens, would look at Uke potentially and be like, hey, we do similar things. I get why you do it the way. But it sounds like maybe there was a small element of perhaps surprise, or like, you know, you'd expect somebody who is so relatable on the microphone to be so relatable in person. But that's what we all, I think, tend to forget, is that those people go home and they live after you. Right. You know, once that Brewer game switches off, there's still a whole human being there. We hear 2 or 3% of that person. Yeah. I think it's really cool. We're really lucky to have Mike Clemens in the first place, let alone to have that extra little glimpse at someone like Bob Uecker. That's the giant that other people will stand on the shoulders of giants. Uecker, I think, is one of those giants.
Yeah, he will be. It'll be weird not to hear his voice at some point during a Brewer season. That is certain. All right, we're going to pick the NFL games for this coming weekend. Now, last week, Gray finished 6-6. That's a combination of picking straight up wins and over under, so still not too bad.
It's average. Average as average gets. Yeah. I'm the Cowboys from the last decade.
Yeah, I was eight and four, 5-1 on pick 'em games, and then 3-3 or whatever on the over under. So I was 8-4. I might actually have made a little money if I would have actually put cash down. And Austin was 2-3-1 because he picked the Vikings with outside interference to beat LA and Houston.
He predicted an invasion of the game, a third team, a triangle, if you will. So 2-3-1, I think, is a bit of a stretch, Joel. I think it's more like 2-3 or 2-3? Maybe that one is a give.
Yeah, 2-3 ain't gonna happen. So we got four games this week. We're gonna pick the winners straight up. We're not gonna go point spread, and we're gonna tell you the over under. The first game, Houston at Kansas City. I think that's the first game on Saturday, I believe.
I'm going with the money line on that one. That's going to be Kansas City.
Yeah, I think you're a fool if you don't pick Kansas City in this game, just because their tradition. And I mean, Kansas City has been an all right team this year. The big question is the over or under on this, 41.5. Well, I'm gonna take the over, because I think there's gonna be some garbage time at the end. The Chiefs' defense is so-so, but I'm taking the over on that.
I think that's the wise call.
All right, so we are in. We are in. Both of us taking the Chiefs. Both of us taking the over. Look at us not going out on a limb. Washington at Detroit is the Saturday night game. I'll go first on this one. Not a chance. Is all I have to say. Just absolutely not a chance. The Lions will win this one. You'll be able to get a good night's sleep Saturday night by like 9:15. It'll be out. It'll be done.
Especially with a rookie quarterback in Jaden Daniels and a first year head coach in Dan Quinn, the Commanders have been incredibly impressive this year. However, against the Lions, we're talking about a thin green stick and a wood chipper. It's apples and oranges. And yes, you can compare things that are that different, but you get my point. This ain't going to happen. I'm going Detroit, and I'm going to go under on this one.
I think under too. I think Detroit will score, but I don't think Washington. I think just Washington, everything is lined up for them to be better in a couple of years or next year, but I don't think it's going to happen this year.
That said, I've been really high on the Detroit defense, even through all their injuries. You, Joel, I think, have been a little bit more realistic about how that defense might come up and bite them. I've been reading a lot about the last five games of the regular season for the Lions. They were not playing what they were defensively in the beginning of the season, so those injuries, I think, were starting to show a little bit. I'm still going with the Lions in this one, but maybe with a closer game than we expect.
I said earlier this week, I think we're in for a boring weekend of football with the exception of one game, not this one, for me anyway. I think you have a different opinion. L.A. Rams at Philly. I just think the weather, and I think the fact that Philly just likes to play physical and bully teams at home, and I'm going to take the Phillies. And I think we'll be the Philadelphia Eagles or the Phillies, either one, outside interference. I'm going to take the Eagles. I think this will be a close game, though, because the Eagles aren't going to score a lot of points, so it'll still be fairly close. I think Matthew Stafford is going to pull one of his old Lions tricks here. He'll find a way to keep this game close and make it a final possession.
Well, I'll admit that I am forcing an upset pick a little bit, but it was easy when I said, hey, which one might be an upset? Looking at these four games, this is the clear pick. I mean, like, Baltimore-Buffalo, like, I get that there's a favorite in that game. I get that there's a money line. But at the same time, I wouldn't be surprised whoever wins that game, Baltimore and Buffalo. Those are two of the most powerful teams in the AFC. Like, yeah, flip a coin 200 times. You're going to get different results each time. So, like, those two, it's kind of a wash in my mind. But the Rams, a lot of people thought, who are they going to be without Aaron Donald? Well, the answer is one of the best defensive fronts in the league over the second half of the season. So if they can keep that form and use it to contain someone like Saquon Barkley, force Jalen Hurts, looking rusty as he did last week, to throw it outside the numbers. If Hurts can work the sideline, then the Eagles win. But if the Rams force him to and he has trouble, I like the Rams here. I'm picking Rams, and I'm going to go over on this one.
I was tempted because I'm not convinced that Hurts is going to be really sharp in this game, but I just think Philly at home, they usually, when it comes down to the fourth quarter, their defense usually wins it. So you take the Rams and over. I'm taking Philly and the over on this. Also, the final game, the game of the week, end, no doubt about it. Lamar Jackson, soon to be three-time MVP, and the Buffalo Bills, who are they're starting to feel the pressure. When are you going to win your Super Bowl? When are you going to get it here, Josh Allen? And this is lined up to be a classic.
Sorry, Josh. I don't predict that it's your year. I'm going Baltimore on this one. And honestly, the over-under on this one is a nightmare number. Like, I've never seen a better set. 51.5? I'm going to go under, but close. I'm going to be really upset if this is a 53-56-point kind of game.
Yeah, outdoor in Buffalo, I saw the 51.5, and I was just like, well, obviously under. But usually Vegas knows something, so I'm going to go over on that. It'll probably end up being 52 with a last-second safety or something like that. Mm-hmm. That'll push it over. So Gray takes the Ravens and the under. I'll take Ravens and the over. I'm sold. I think this is Lamar Jackson's year. I think this is the year that he wins at Buffalo. Kansas City has sputtered all year. I think they will beat Kansas City, and I think they will play the Lions in the Super Bowl. That's my prediction for the future.
That'd be pretty cool.
And Monday, we will revisit the actual teams that are still left that make that prediction unrealistic.
Hopefully, we're not laughing at ourselves too hard on Monday, Joel. We're very different in our picks, so one of us is going to be wrong. Maybe both.
Yeah, I'm taking a big gamble by posting the audio from this in our 98Q Country podcast
section. With my name on top. Yeah, big gamble
there,
Joel.
With your name right on top. Should be a fun weekend of NFL playoffs. Thank you, Gray. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Gray will be back, and we'll do some shopping show coming up a little bit after 9 o'clock.
Bader Sports Center is celebrating Phillips Winterfest January 24th to the 26th with special pricing on select merchandise. Save 20% on all in-stock Nebo products and regular price Stormy Cromer merchandise. Save 15% on hand-carved bears. Get special savings on select styles of lacrosse boots and up to $500 off remaining inventory of Banks hunting blinds. Sign up for the in-store drawing January 16th through the 25th. One lucky winner will receive a 20-inch bear with a sign along with a $100 gift card. Bader Sports Center, next to Pick and Save in Phillips.
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a Spring Air mattress set. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpet by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Ken's Carpet is your K&B appliance center also. Stop in or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies, so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you bought that TV in a parking lot. It just happened to not come in a box or include a remote. And when you finally managed to turn it on, all it displayed was the menu of Grumpy's Tacos.
So use Progressive's Auto Quote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be cloudy with flurries today. We'll get to the low to mid 30s for a high this afternoon with wind out of the west gusting to 30 or 35. So it is going to be windy today. Cold tonight down to zero tomorrow. Mostly cloudy, breezy, five above. We're going to drop to 16 below by Sunday morning. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 31.
98Q Country.
Got every guy in here spinning around, spilling their beer. I bet you came out to have a good time. So what you say we leave your friends with mine? Yeah, they'll be alright. I just wanna see you shine. Girl, you're tearing that dance floor up. Let me see you do it in the bed of my truck. You sure know how to shake it all right. Let me see you do it in the Tennessee moonlight. Whoa, baby, let's go down a little road nobody else knows. Just me and you parked on the edge of the world. That's how I wanna see you, girl. Yeah, let me see you, girl. What you think about taking that chance? Taking a ride, taking my hand, kicking this crowd, ditching this club. This night's been waiting on us. Save your best move. Yeah, till I get us where we're getting to. Girl, you're tearing that dance floor up. Let me see you do it in the bed of my truck. You sure know how to shake it all right. Let me see you do it in the Tennessee moonlight. Down a little road nobody else knows. Just me and you parked on the edge of the world. That's how I wanna see you, girl. I can see you getting my tailgate rocking, moving your hips like the wind moves cotton. You could get the whole wide countryside hopping. Shake it all right. Let me see you do it in the Tennessee moonlight. Whoa, baby, let's go down a little road nobody else knows. Just me and you parked on the edge of the world. That's how I wanna see you, girl. Yeah, let me see you, girl. Come on, come on, come on, let me see you, girl.
AQ Country. In a 4x4 wagon. Well, I'ma take the high road. Maybe get stoned. Have a little too much of something terrible.
She said,
excuse me. You look like you love me.
Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Man made a ball. Yeah, man Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Israel's Security Cabinet recommended the ceasefire deal with Hamas that now just needs Israeli government ratification. That's expected. It would stop 15 months of fighting. 33 Israeli hostages would be released over a six-week period, says ABC's Ian Panel in Tel Aviv.
The hostages will be released over a six-week period. They'll be transferred to the military and then taken to one of six designated hospitals with specifically designed private wings to undergo a series of medical